Okay, one of the services here at St. Peter's School in Warworth that we're very proud of is the St. Peter's School Breakfast Club. And so, really, I've come to find out more information, and I've come straight to the main man here who is really responsible for the Breakfast Club, and that is Aslan. So thank you for your time, Aslan.
You're welcome.
Now, I think we can explain to people, basically, what is the St. Peter's Breakfast Club?
Right, the Breakfast Club opened approximately 6 years ago, and it just gave us the opportunity to provide a service for parents who need to get to work and didn't have somewhere to drop children off at an earlier time. So we got some funding from the Aylesbury NDC, opened up the Breakfast Club, and it's where children come early from between 8 and 9, have breakfast, do an activity, and then get ready to start the school day.
Yeah, so it's getting the children really prepared, up and running, being fed, and full of energy for the school day ahead. So it starts at 8. And how many children have we got roughly in Breakfast Club?
At the moment, approximately 30 children on the register, and there's plenty of spaces available if parents need it.
Yeah, and we're sort of quite open. We're happy for any children within the school to come along, but the club itself is really probably focused at what particular group of family or parents?
Parents who are working mainly or are at college studying, so they're able to get to college or appointments on time.
Yeah, now I've seen the menu, I've been speaking with Lorraine as well, and this is encouraging me. I think I should change my working hours, starting here at 8 each day, because the menu is pretty, I think it's pretty special. Perhaps we should mention, so I know it's quite seasonal, so summertime, what currently are we serving up for the Breakfast Club?
At the moment, because it's summertime, we're serving up things like fruit, fresh fruit every day, juice, toast, cereal. They have a variety of cereals, and we try and keep it as healthy as possible, so things with less sugar in it, and milk, of course, water, in the winter months.
Yeah, in the winter.
In the winter months, we do hot breakfasts, such as beans on toast, we do scrambled egg, they get a cup of hot chocolate if they wish, and we still do the cereal and the toast then as well.
What a great start to the day. And this is all, I think we should really emphasise, this is all prepared locally on the premises here at St. Peter's. So our wonderful cook Lorraine organises all this food, and Aslan is around to help out and organise this as well. So after they've been fed, that really isn't the end of Breakfast Club. What happens then? What kind of activities go off?
Well, after they finish their breakfast, there's a variety of activities available for the children. There's some table games so that the kids can play against each other. They can play Connect Four, drafts, do some puzzles. We also use part of the hall to do some sports activities, mainly football at the moment, where kids from Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 mix teams together and play either football or hockey. We also have the tape player in the hall where kids are able to do some dance and also use the computer to go onto the internet.
Mm. And as with all things, there is a cost, but I think a very, very small cost. So how much do we charge for the Breakfast Club, please?
It's a very good price. At the moment, it's £1 a day per child per day. And again, parents are only liable to pay that when the child attends. So it's not a cost that is there. For example, in the after school club, whether children attend or not, they have to pay for the place. With the Breakfast Club, it's kind of like...
So pay as you attend. Yeah. Wonderful. So if we have any parents that are listening here at St. Peter's School who think maybe their child would enjoy coming to Breakfast Club, I guess the best thing to do is to contact the office.
That's right.
And take it from there. Now, this is a great service that we offer at St. Peter's, so it's very, very affordable, and if you're a working parent, you need to rush off to work, you can leave your child here, know they're in great care, they'll get fed healthily. So what a wonderful thing. So Aslan, thank you for speaking, and thank you really for helping out also with the Breakfast Club.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you.